the Lord God will raise up a prophet, one like yourselves. Moses told the people of Israel. And there lies the problem, my dearest friends. A prophet like us, someone who speaks in the name of God to us, someone whom we are married to, someone whom we grew up with, someone whom we played with, someone whom we toiled with and went to school with and all of that. These are the people God raises up to speak to us. Sometimes I ask myself, if I were living in Jesus' time when he was walking the earth in human form, would I have believed in him? Let us not be light about this question, dearest friends, because we have hindsight, because we have the Bible, I think it's easier for us to see the entire picture. But the people who were asking this question in the gospel, what is this? A new teaching with authority. They didn't have the hindsight we have. They didn't have the Bible. They didn't have the entire picture. And they were wondering, what is going on? Do we not know this man? Is he not the carpenter, the carpenter's son, the son of Mary? Did we not play with him? Did I not beat him at the game of checkers and all of that? Did I not go to school with him? Did I not pass him? So many questions that will inhibit us opening up to the people God uses. And who is it that God will use to speak to us? First of all, let us think about the dynamic of God-human relationship. In the book of Exodus, chapter 20, when God wanted to speak to the Israelites and they came to the mountain, it was so amazing, it was so frightening that the people told Moses, go and speak to God. Do not let God speak to us directly, because they were afraid. And the Bible tells us that they kept their distance. And that is what our God does not want in our relationship with him. God does not want us to keep our distance just because we cannot match his majesty. Because if God were to speak to us directly, the elements will shake, the heavens will know, the earth will quake. We know that for sure, because everything must bow down when God opens up to speak directly to each and every one of us. And he does that to some people in visions. And we know that sometimes even the visions they have, it takes its toll on them physically, because they are coming closer to God. When Moses went up to the mountain, coming down, he had to veil his face because his face glowed from just that direct interaction with God. And that is why God uses each and every one of us to speak to each other. God uses the people we live with in the same house. God uses the people we work with. God uses the people we encounter by chance sometimes. But always and everywhere, there is an inspiration that God gives to someone close to us. Like I said, the problem is that they are just like us. We know them. We know their faults. We know their problems. We know their weaknesses. We know their strengths as well. And when these thoughts come into us, that is when we begin to shut off the work that God wants to do through the people around us. And that is why when Jesus died on the cross, the veil blocking the sanctuary from the worshiping community was torn into two. God is saying, no more, no more will you be different from me. No more will I be distant from you. I am coming to you in your hearts to fulfill what the prophecy of Jeremiah says. I am going to speak to them in their hearts. Dear friends, when we look around, let us recognize that the people around us are the ones whom God will raise up, our kith and kin, our playmates, our classmates, our friends, our colleagues. They are the people God will use to speak to us. And when they speak, I think we need to listen, because there is an element of surprise when God speaks to us. There is an element of, what is this? A new teaching with authority. And then we come in with so many distractions, as Paul is telling us in the second reading. Paul was actually expecting that Jesus would, his second coming was imminent. Paul was expecting Jesus today and tomorrow. And that was why he wanted all of the Corinthians and those listening to him, no, don't go into marriage, don't do this, don't do that. But he knew also how much the distractions of this life could keep us from listening to the voice of God. And that is exactly why we need to be careful, dear friends, because that element of suddenness will always be with us. Even when John the Baptist prepared the people of Israel for the coming of God in human form, for the bridging of that gap between God and humanity, still, when Jesus came, there was this question, what is this teaching? They were surprised. John had to point him out several times to the people who followed him. And that was the prophecy of Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. He said, there will be a messenger who will prepare the way for the Lord. There will be the husband who will prepare the way for the Lord to come into the heart of a wife. There will be a wife who will prepare the way for the Lord to come into the heart of a husband. There will be a child who will prepare the way for the Lord to come into the hearts of parents. There will be parents who will prepare the way for the Lord to come into the heart of a child. But Malachi continues, suddenly the Lord will appear in his temple. Suddenly, God will appear in our hearts. The hard question I need to ask myself is when God does appear through my brothers and sisters, through my parishioners, through the bishop, through the priest working with me, through the people I meet in the streets, will I be able to recognize him? Or would I still be asked, what is this authority? There's a beautiful story in the Bible that I think it really speaks to this situation of God using the people around us and us asking the right questions. The story of Naaman. Naaman was a Syrian general, a commander of the army, but he was a leper. He had a problem. Second book of Kings, chapter 5. Naaman had a problem, and he went all over the place wanting to get a cure. He got nothing. He was dying. And then a little slave girl dared to tell the general, go to Israel. And remember, Israel and Syria were not on talking terms at that time. This kingdom was split and so many problems there. Go to Israel. There is a prophet, Elisha. Go and speak to him. And the man, Naaman, listened to that little girl. He heard the voice of God in that little girl. He heard the voice of salvation in that little slave girl. And he went to Israel. And get this, when he got there, he also had his own expectations. Just like each and every one of us, we have our expectations. We want to be affirmed. We want to be positive. We want people to be positive about what we are doing. We have our expectations about the output of our works. When he got to Elisha, he wanted the man to come out and call upon his God. But Elisha did not even come out. He sent his servant, go, tell the general, go to the river Jordan and dip yourself 7 times and you will be healed. Oh, he got mad. He was angry. Why wouldn't he come out to call upon his God? And by the way, river Jordan, the dirty river Jordan, what about the rivers Abana and this? He went on naming all of the rivers that were clean enough for the general. Once more, his subordinates told him, general, if that man had asked you to do something great, if he had asked you to go to war, if he had asked you to go on an espionage mission, something great, something magnificent, would you not have done that? Yes, of course. And that's what I expected him to do. How much simpler? Go to the river Jordan. Dip yourself 7 times and you will be clean. And it dawned on him that he was getting it all wrong. I think we need to borrow a leaf from that man. It dawned on him that his pride was getting in the way of the voice of God through the little slave girl, through Elisha, and through his servants. He humbled himself, went to the river Jordan, dipped himself 7 times, and he was cured. Dear friends, God sometimes gives us very simple messages, but because of our expectations, because we need to get something straight, criticism hurts. It hurts, even though any rational person will welcome criticism, because that is the mirror with which we perfect our work on earth. We have to listen to people who will say, do it this way, why don't you try this other way? And when it comes, especially if we have put in our very best, especially when we have all of the goodwill around, when it comes, it can sometimes shake our confidence in ourselves and the people around us. But we need to ask ourselves the hard question. Is this true? Is this the voice of God? Will it make my life better? Will it make the lives of the people I come in contact with better? Is there room for change? These are the questions we need to ask ourselves. And when we do that, just like Naaman, we will perfect ourselves. We will perfect our works. We will be humble enough to hear the voice of God from our kith and our kin, people who look just like us. May the peace of the Lord be with you.